Phase 3.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
This morning, I had another talk with the German Chancellor, Herr Hitler. And here is the paper which bears his name upon it as well as mine. We regard the agreement signed last night and the Anglo-German naval agreement as symbolic of the desire of our two peoples never to go to war with one another again. Never to go to war with one another again. Never to go to war with one another again.
Berlin, Prague, Vienna, Budapest, Belgrade, Bucharest, and Stockholm.
This country is at war with Germany.
When one nation's lifeline crosses another lifeline, the result is a noose for world peace.
It has been the pleasure to bring you the serenade. Today's broadcast is
the Fullerton. President said in a statement today that the Japanese have attacked the Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, from the air. I'll repeat that. President Roosevelt
on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese.
What kind of a people do they think we are? Is it possible they do not realize that we shall never cease to persevere against them until they have been taught a lesson which they and the world will never forget?
Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard. With thy blessing, we shall prevail. Lead us to the saving of our country, and with our sister nations into a world unity that will spell a sure peace. Help us to conquer the apostles of greed and racial arrogances. Thy will be done, Almighty God. Thy will be done.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. A press association has just announced that President Roosevelt is dead.
The drums are wrapped in black crepe. They're muffled, as you can hear. And the pace of the drummers is so slow. And behind them, these are Navy boys, now just coming past the Treasury. I can see the horses drawing the caisson. And most generally, folks having as tough a time as I am trying to see it. And behind it is the car bearing the man on whose shoulders now fall the terrific burdens and responsibilities that were handled so well by the man to whose body we're paying our last respects now. God bless him.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base.
We have come here with an open heart and good intentions. The Soviet people want to live in friendship with the American people. There are no obstacles to having relations between our countries developed as good neighbors.
And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Man ever elected to that office. Cries of greeting and good wishes from the crowd. And now, the inaugural address by the 35th President.
Vice President Johnson, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Chief Justice, President Eisenhower, Vice President Nixon, President Truman, Reverend clergy, fellow citizens.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.